proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series about the kings of Judah by looking at King Ahaz. Ahaz followed his father Jotham on the throne of Judah. Unlike his three predecessors, Ahaz, quote, did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord as like David his father, unquote. Ahaz worshipped the Canaanite idol Baal, just as the kings of Israel had done. Moreover, according to the writer of 2 Chronicles chapter 28, Ahaz, quote, burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burnt his children in the fire after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel, unquote. God disciplined Ahaz by allowing the Syrians to subjugate him. Likewise, the Edomites and the Philistines humiliated the forces of the kingdom of Judah in battle. 2 Chronicles 28 recorded how, quote, the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he made Judah naked and transgressed sore against the Lord, unquote. Ahaz also faced opposition from Pekah, the king of Israel at that time. The kingdom of Israel soldiers killed 120,000 of Ahaz's troops. They took captives and bounty back to the capital of Israel, which was Samaria. Oded the prophet had warned Pekah of Israel against that course of action, as did some of Israel's other leaders. The army of Israel therefore decided to return the captives to the city of Jericho, after first feeding them and clothing them with the spoils captured in battle. The 7th chapter of Isaiah contained a prominent incident involving a confrontation between Ahaz and the prophet Isaiah. God had told the prophet to inform Ahaz that God would give him a victory over the confederated forces of Syria and Israel. When God offered to show Ahaz a sign, as evidence of commitment to his promise, that king declined. The narrative in 2 Chronicles chapter 28 sheds some light on why Ahaz declined. By that time, he had called upon the king of Assyria to help him out, indeed offering to become that monarch's vassal. Thus Ahaz declined Isaiah's offer, stating that he would not tempt the Lord with a sign. Isaiah replied with a very prominent verse. He said, quote, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, unquote. Some commentators believe that this prophecy referred to any future son of Isaiah himself. However, the language of the passage argues against that. The Hebrew word here for virgin is Alma. It only referred to a woman who had never experienced sexual intercourse with a man. Furthermore, God intended to show a sign for the house of David, not just for Ahaz alone. Why would God provide a sign, a miraculous event, that had no meaning for anyone who did not live in that generation? The agreement that Ahaz made with Assyria did not work out well for him in any event. The Assyrians, quote, distressed him, but strengthened him not, unquote, according to 2 Chronicles 28. Ahaz even went so far as to copy an idol that he found. He had a replicate of it built for himself and brought it back to Jerusalem, even offering sacrifices on it. In this matter as well, Ahaz provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. Ahaz would die young and be succeeded by his son, the godly King Hezekiah. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.